Do you hear that?
Oh, it's the Triceratops. Looks like they're stopping over there to get a drink.
Yeah. And it also looks like they brought some friends with them.
Cool. Let's go meet them.
Wait, not so fast. The book says that the only time plant eaters and meat eaters gathered together was around a watering hole. Some of those guys could be meat eaters, and they could be hungry too.
Well, look them up in the book, Jack.
Long ago, at the edge of day, dinosaurs came to play. Every day, sounds fill the air.
What are those guys with spikes on their backs?
They're called Ankylosaurus.
Don't worry, we prefer ferns to flesh. These spikes are for protection, not destruction.
We may weigh 4 tons, but the only way we can keep a T-Rex from flipping us over and snacking on our soft underbelly is to keep our spikes nice and spiky.
I like the little ones with the frilly stuff on their necks.
Those are Protoceratops.
We travel in herds because we are what you might call the runts of the dinosaur litter.
There's safety in numbers. Plus, everything's more fun when you're with your friends.
And look at those!
We're iguanodons. We have spikes for thumbs. Cool, huh?
And even though we walk on all fours, if we need to run fast, we can really book it on 2 legs.
We don't have thumbs, but we have 3 fingers. We're called Panopolosaurus.
Yeah, try and say that 5 times fast. It means completely armored lizard. But if it's easier, you can just call us Tank.
And they call us Troodon. Do not let our size fool you.
We may be small, but not to brag, we have the largest brains out of any of these.